Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
doing
you're very, very welcome. Well.
Great,
very...
great GAC so far.
It is. It is a very good vibe here once again this year, and lots going on. And you guys have lots going on.
Because yes, we do.
It's, you have a big announcement. Your 100th anniversary. That's pretty cool stuff.
Yes. Municipal Credit Union is celebrating our centennial anniversary this year. So we have a lot of great things going on to celebrate that centennial. Most of what we're doing, and you know, for the right reasons, is for our members.
Yeah.
Our members are the lifeblood of, you know, just like any credit union, members are the lifeblood of the credit union.
Yep.
So
yep.
We're really doing a lot with and for our members to celebrate our centennial.
So what are some of the things that you're doing to kind of celebrate?
So what we're doing is 100 random acts of kindness.
Oh, all right.
We love giving back. And, you know, I think yesterday there was a nice little video presentation about credit unions giving back. And, you know, we're definitely a big part of that. So we're doing 100 acts of kindness in the local communities.
Okay.
We serve municipal employees in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
City government, state government, federal government, healthcare and education mm-hmm. are our main seg groups. So if you're not related to a municipal employee in New York City, you're not really from New York City, we like to say. So we really get a wide swath of the five boroughs. So we're just in and around the five boroughs doing random acts of kindness throughout the year to give back to our local communities where our members work and live. We're also doing a nice testimonial feature, 100 members. If you go to our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
MCU Celebrating 100 Years,
okay.
We're really showcasing our members and the stories that they have. Really talking about their experience and their lives and how their lives have been enhanced mm-hmm. by MCU. Mm-hmm. Our 100th birthday is October 15th, 2016.
So official in October.
Official.
Okay.
So 100 days before that is July 8th. And I really did a lot of math on the old calendar. So 100 days before our 100th birthday on Friday, July 8th, we're giving out 100 $100 gift cards to members at all of our branch locations.
Sweet. Sweet.
Yeah. And then we're doing some events at MCU Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Coney Island, home of the Brooklyn Cyclones, mm-hmm. our minor league baseball team.
Yeah.
So we're doing just a couple member appreciation days there, free tickets, things of that nature.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, one of our members, look, you know, we're going to do a little program where one of our members will visit us in our suite and throw out the first pitch and do some cool stuff like that.
So right on.
We have a lot of stuff going on.
Well, it's not every day that a credit union turns 100 years old, so that's pretty cool. What do you think that says about your credit union? I mean, you know, being 100 years old, that's an incredible milestone for just about anything.
Well, our slogan and, you know, in marketing, our corporate slogan is strong, trusted, growing. And I think that getting to 100 years really shows that we truly embody those three tenets,
mm-hmm.
strong, trusted, and growing.
Mm-hmm.
$2.3 billion, 385,000 voting rights members. You know, we've really grown and built ourselves and established ourselves by doing the right thing, by adhering to the core philosophy of people helping people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and to making sure we put our members before profits.
Yep.
And our members trust us. They understand that we're going to do the right thing for
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm.
And more people come through our doors each and every day.
Yep.
And it was very evident at the Wicked financial crisis. You know, people came and said, we appreciate what you do, taking care of our money
mm-hmm.
and doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the longevity of our institution really just our adherence to our core philosophies and the fact that we are strong, trusted, and growing has allowed us to get to this point. And like I said at the onset of this meeting, our members are the reason why we're here.
Yep.
So as long as they continue to appreciate us and trust us, we'll get to 200.
Right. Exactly. All right. Why not? Why not?
I mean, I won't be there, but we'll get to 200.
Well, it doesn't. Yeah. I mean, that's the important thing. What are you looking forward to show here? I mean, you're celebrating 100 years, and so you want to keep that longevity going, and I'm sure there's lots of stuff in the exhibit hall that you're looking at, and
so
the messaging.
There's a Super Bowl ad, and I'm a big football guy,
yeah.
and watching the Super Bowl, and there is an ad that PayPal ran,
yeah.
Talking about new money. And we've seen in the past couple of years, and you know, recently the past couple of months, it's become very evident that people want change with how they bank.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, they want to be able to move money quickly.
Yep.
So one of the things that I'm looking for here is, you know, payments, P2P, a lot of those things where it's like, how are people going to move money 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, everyone, you know, my dad always used to say, cash is king. You know, that's it was his old thing. And I use my old, you know, New York City garbage man voice there. Cash is king. Cash is king. You know, cash isn't king anymore.
No.
So we really are trying to, you know, find out how we can be an early adopter and how we can be at the forefront of new payment solutions, mm-hmm. you know, new money movement solutions, mm-hmm. you know, going very digital, doing a lot of those things. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that I'm really looking for here. And then just talking about 2016 in terms of it is a crazy year in the political environment.
No doubt.
I Donald Trump, that's all I have to say. But I really want to, you know, hear from the insiders what's going on in 2016 mm-hmm. in the political environment, because it's such a changing landscape that it's exciting, it's scary, mm-hmm. there's a lot of things going on, and it's going to affect our business.
No doubt.
And our industry.
Yep.
So it's something I'm really looking forward to hearing is, you know, what's going on in that landscape. And the last thing, I apologize, New Yorker, we talk, you know.
That's okay.
Cybersecurity.
Yes.
And risk mitigation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big thing for the credit union industry, is making sure you can mitigate and manage risk, and you can keep everything secure. Mm-hmm. MCU is fully PCI compliant, mm-hmm. payment card industry compliance.
Yep.
So we're really pushing ourselves to be at the forefront of ensuring that our member data is protected. So we're really looking to see what the new solutions are and what the new ideas are mm-hmm. in that realm.
Okay.
Because it's a really important thing for the future of our industry.
Very nice. All right, wrap up question for you.
Sure.
You alluded to 2016. How do you see 2016 shaping up for credit unions based on what you're seeing here and what you've seen last year and then coming into this year?
Well, 2015 I think was a surprisingly good year for the industry.
It was very good.
Because the economic outlook that Bill Hampel was giving was, you know, everyone will do okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we're treading water, as they like to say. But, you know, I think everyone finished out a little ahead of the curve, you know, which
That's
was great.
Hear.
And I think 2016 is going to continue to ascend at that level. I have to think like a pessimist, and I think a lot of folks do in the credit union realm, because you have to plan for the worst, hope for the best.
Yep, exactly.
So everyone's thinking, you know, everyone might say, all right, the pessimistic scenario of, you know, individuals defaulting on student loan debt and a lot of things going on, mm-hmm, and, you mm-hmm. know, are we going to have that, you know. I did read an article about how every year, every seven, you know, 1987, 1997, 2007,
yeah.
you know, there's been some economic, you know, downturns, bear market.
Right.
And 2017 might be the same, but you know what? We have really built ourselves and established ourselves as a credit union industry on, you know, managing members' worth in a meaningful, impactful, and safe way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we safeguard members' money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that 2016 is going to be a good year for credit unions. We've seen, you know, upticks in lending already from 2014 to 2015.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen a lot of members come through our door with a lot of their wealth management needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come to us and say, you know, we want to do everything with you. We want to manage our wealth. We want to take our loans. We want, you know, a full 360 relationship with our credit union. I think 2016 is going to be a great year for credit unions. And I'm really excited for it because we have so much going on in 2016 with our centennial.
I know. It's kind of complimentary, you know?
Yeah, I'll probably come to you next year when I have nothing to do to see if
you celebrate your 101st birthday.
Yeah, right? We'll have a big celebration for 101.
101 ways to save money. How about that? Something like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All righty.
That's great.
Michael? A pleasure.
Hey,
thank
it was
so
a pleasure.
Much. Congratulations
much.
On the anniversary. And
thank you.
Sounds like it'll be a fun year for you guys.
Yeah, it will be a very fun year. So, you know, check us at nymcu.org. We're on Twitter, nymcu_news. Facebook, like I said, MCU celebrating 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just keep an eye on us on social media,
right,
and you'll see all the fun that we're having.
Excellent. Great message to end on. Thanks
all
again,
right.
man.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For the time.
No problem.